Did you know that each day, and in every way, you are getting better and better at being the best you? Do you believe it? Do you know that you are the greatest source of influence in your life? No? Oh, then maybe you believe what other people say about you. No, that's not right at all. I'll tell you what. Let's play a little game where you know that you are the greatest source of influence in your life. You and you alone will determine how you feel about yourself. Now, I know for a lot of people, things are bad. When people say hurtful things, sometimes we really take those to heart. But now we can change it. You are the greatest source of influence in your world, in your life. Think about that. The greatest source. No, better yet, the greatest force of influence in your life. Now, as you listen, I want you to relax. Make yourself comfortable and make sure you can safely close your eyes for about the next 10 minutes or so. And just relax. I'll count from 5 down to 1. And you can just let yourself relax. And no matter how relaxed you become, my voice goes with you. From 5 down to 1. Now drifting down, drifting down. Make yourself comfortable. 5. Deeper, deeper relaxed. 4. 3. Things slow down. 2. And 1. Wonderfully relaxed. Wonderfully relaxed. You're feeling better and better about yourself each and every day. Let me share something with you. An interesting little thing. This is what I want to share. And what about Beethoven, who became increasingly deaf as he got older, but kept on working, writing music, music he couldn't hear, until one day, one evening, he conducted the symphony, and as they played his newest work, a concerto. And when it was finished, the crowd erupted in applause. They stood and they cheered, but he could not hear. He stood there, facing the orchestra, unaware of the audience's approval, until somebody walked out and turned him around so he could see. He could see what he could not hear. Only then did he know what everyone needs to know, but sometimes cannot hear. Like this woman I've heard of, black hair, black eyes, stocky build, a bright professional woman who just hated herself, hated her life. She thought she was ugly and awful, and she thought that's why so many awful things had happened to her. One day, she was having lunch with a friend, an artist that she'd known for quite a while. And she said to her friends, "You know, there are so many beautiful women, and they all seem to be on the street that day." And her friend simply said, "I think you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen." And with that said, went on eating as if it were nothing. That simple observation, that simple statement of opinion, matter of fact, not flattery, would not go away, couldn't be undone. Her friend was an artist who knew what beauty was, so she could not ignore it, and she could not forget it. Indeed, she began to look at herself each day in the mirror, and she began to look at others, how they looked, who they were with, and it was very hard and scary at first to realize how wrong she had been. How wrong her mother had been. how wrong she had been about herself in so many different ways. But over time, she began to accept it. She was not ugly. She was not stupid. She was not a bad person. She was attractive and likable and nice. And she did not have to settle for less than she deserved. How she thought changed. How she felt changed. What she did changed. Her life changed. All because of one brief comment, one brief glimpse of herself, a clear admission of something she had been unable to let herself know before. That truth is beauty, and beauty, truth. And the truth about oneself, one's beauty, is in the eye of the beholder. But what we hear is not always measured on a hearing test. Beethoven heard things in his mind that his ears could no longer hear. And many animals can hear sounds that humans cannot hear. And all we ever need to know, all we ever need to hear, is that there is nothing else we need to do except hear the beauty of what is. In your mind and your body, you are so unique. 7 billion people in the world, and there's nobody like you. And is that cause for celebration? Absolutely. Take a moment, if you will, right now, and relax a little bit deeper. In your mind, see yourself from a new perspective, a perspective of self-love. I love myself. I am beautiful. I am unique. I love myself. 7 billion people in the world, and nobody shares my looks, my history, anything. So many things have come together to make you totally unique. Your life's experiences and how you see them and the world that you create around them. The world you create around you. And yes, I'm saying that right. The world you create. So unique. So amazing. And think about that for a moment. And then a moment more. If you were to take a few moments, because we know that as thoughts become things, all we need to do is feel good about ourselves and have faith in ourselves. And know that there is nobody quite like you. An author once said, if you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win, but you think you can't, it's almost certain you won't. If you think you'll lose, you're lost. For out of the world we find, success begins with a person's will. And it's all in the state of mind. If you think you're outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win a prize. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or the faster, but sooner or later, to the one who wins. It is the one who thinks he can. Whether you believe you can or cannot, you are correct. Think about that. Why do you believe what you believe? And if you wanted to change it, think about it for a moment. If there's something that you believe you cannot do, ask yourself why. Is there a real limitation, or is it just how you feel? Is it a temporal thing? Oh, I can't do it now, but in a couple of weeks I can do it. That's fine, as long as that's reasonable. Ask the question why, and then understand. You are the most powerful force of influence in your world. And yes, we sometimes put too much emphasis and too much value on what others say to us. And yet, what they're saying, do they even know us? You see, you are so much more than what those other people know about you. You are amazing. You are incredible. You are absolutely unique. And that's what's so good about you. You are not wrong. You are perfect. Realize that each and every day. You're not here by mistake. You are amazing. 7 billion people in the world and nobody quite like you. Stop comparing yourself. Believe in yourself. Affirm that belief each and every day. I am enough. I am confident. I am amazing. I am better and better each and every day. Yes, you are. As I count from 1 to 5, to awaken or to asleep, the choice is yours. 1, feel better and better each and every day. 2, 3, 4, and feeling better and better.